when you first came to the home. Tell us your first impression.
When my mother went to see him, she was sick, and so she was still sick. And we were left with a woman in the colony until they could make room for us in the home. When they had room for us, I remember Mr. Breeding came with a buggy and took us up to the home. He let us out in the back of the building of the first home that they had built. The children's home was not very big then. It had been built to house 35 people, and it had more. And I remember the big stairs. Oh, the front, it was beautiful. I just thought that was a castle when I saw it. It was a beautiful place. The white tablecloths and the vases of flowers in the center of the table. And there was a little bitty, long, low table that just fit me. They had little chairs. Mr. Galloway, who was making the furniture for the home, made the wooden lounges and the wooden chairs, and he had made a little low table for little folks.
1915, then, is really when you went to the home. You were 3 years old.
Yes.
Charles Page would refer to the orphans as his kids.
Yeah, we called him Daddy Page.
Tell us about Charles Page, what you remember about him, seeing him, and when you first met him.
When I first met him. Okay. I remember that it was Sunday, and the kids began to run. I heard them saying, Daddy Page, Daddy Page, Daddy Page. I didn't know what they were doing, but I knew something was happening, and I ran after them. My sister Beulah did, too. We were running after them. I don't know where Gertrude was. She was with the older group. So I ran with the crowd, and I saw this big man sitting in a wicker chair on the front porch. He reached out to me as I came, because I was the youngest child there, and I had just come. He reached out to me like this. He took me up on his knee, and he talked to me. He began to jump his knee like that, jumped me up, and I giggled. I was fascinated with this watch that he had under his coat. All I saw was the gold watch. As he jiggled me on his knee, it moved and the sun glistened on it, and I was so fascinated. When he looked over at Beulah, she had her arms around his neck and hanging on, and my sister Gertrude was standing there. When he looked at Beulah, and I didn't know he was seeing what I was doing, but I had to reach out and touch that sparkly thing. He saw me, and he pulled the watch out of his pocket, and he put it to my ear. And he said, can you hear that noise? And I said, mm-hmm. And he said, that's a June bug in there. And I looked troubled. I said, can't it get out? He saw that I was concerned about the little June bug. And he said, oh, it's not a June bug. And Beulah said, it's a clock. She had never seen a watch, but she said, it's a clock. Then I was interested in it, and he showed me. He said, no, it's a clock. There's no little bug captured in there. And I was satisfied. Then he put me on his foot. I straddled his foot, and he held my two hands, and he rocked me back and forth. He talked to me, and he sang, and this is what he sang to me. Oh, Opal's a girl as I'd have you to know. She's well-educated and high toneo. She bakes a cake, but she makes no mistake, for there's no other girl like Opal. Anytime you sang a song, it was the same one.
But that had to make you feel so good.
Oh, yes. We loved him so much, and he came every Sunday night. He told Mr. Breeding, the gift without the giver is nothing, so I have to be there. I want them to know that somebody loves them. Mr. Breeding, at first, he was very severe. He was strict, you know. At the start of the orphanage, he whipped the boys with a peach limb because they stole the horses at night and went riding. They were teenagers, and they'd run around the Indian village, you know, and they had the work horses. Mr. Page called his attention one day, and he said, "Cap, I hate to say anything to anyone when I give them a trust. I trust them to do what is right. I hate to say anything to them, but you're too hard on these children." Mr. Breeding is a preacher, see. He said, "You don't need to make preachers out of these children. Just let them grow up normal boys and girls."